Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So my brother's going back to school. It's a 3-year program, and it's going to be incredibly tough. The academics are going to be tough, as well as the school is actually 3 hours away from where he currently lives with his wife. So he's not going to be gone the entire 3 years, right? It's only a few days of classes. So, but most of the week, he will be in this other place. So it's going to put, you know, natural strain on the relationship as well as finances, because he will not be working during these 3 years, on top of going back to school and dealing with academics again, tests again, right? And so I was having this conversation with my brother about what tools exist in your toolbox so you can be ready for those moments when you know you're going to be overwhelmed, you know you're going to be stressed, so you don't just break down and shut down. And I know that his wife and his mother-in-law both listen to the show, so hey! But today's episode is really going to be about how your routines are going to save you. And you need to start your routines now when you're in a good mental place, so you're not scrambling to pick up the pieces when you're in the middle of this thing. So my own story, right? I had my panic episodes in the summer of 2023, and I was in therapy at the time. And she asked me, she was like, you know, what are some of the tools in your toolbox that help you when you're going through these moments? And I was like, I literally scroll TikTok. Like, scrolling TikTok was my only source of coping mechanism because it was just pure distraction. I used to watch slime videos all the time. I used to watch those oddly satisfying videos as well. And so I knew that wasn't healthy, right? Like, I knew that wasn't a good coping mechanism. And it honestly took me months to get to a place where I actually had my routines kind of figured out and knew what I needed to do to make myself feel better. So we're gonna talk about routine today and setting up your routines, how to find the right routine for you. And then I'll also talk about what my current morning routines are, and then also some of my coping mechanisms when I do have moments where I'm feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or triggered by a particular instance. So at first I was going to structure this episode by, you know, which area of your life do you feel like needs more structure and needs more routine? But truly everybody should have a well-balanced routine across kind of every facet of their life. Starting with physical, what does a physical routine feel like for you? What do you want to accomplish with your physical routine? Do you want to get stronger? Do you want to just move your body at any point during the day? Are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to stretch more? So thinking about what your goal is in physicality and how can you implement that into your routine. And when we start going through this conversation, it's going to feel overwhelming with like all these things that you're going to want to try to do and accomplish, but everything goes step by step and everything builds on top of each other. So when I first started walking consistently during the pandemic, I literally just started with 5 or 10 minutes because I was really busy in the mornings and I didn't know how to like wake up. I didn't want to like wake up earlier to fit it into my routine. So I was literally starting with a 5 or 10 minute walk. So that's a great way to start building on your routine and continue to make it longer and longer. But what your physical goal or routine might look like for you is going to vary based on what you're trying to accomplish, right? So if you want to get a little bit stronger, maybe you don't just jump into a CrossFit class. Maybe instead you buy a pair of sensible weights, maybe 5 pounds, 10 pounds, and you take out 5 minutes or 10 minutes of your day to do a few reps here and there. If you want to become more ingrained into yoga and stretching your body, let's just start with 3 yoga poses every morning of your choosing, and then let's start building up to a point where you're going to yoga classes on a weekly basis or maybe even multiple times a week. So everything starts small, right? You do not, you know, Rome was not built in a day. Everything happens brick by brick. And let's start small. Let's start with something that's really achievable and then grow it to the place that we want it to go. Moving on to finances, So routine and finances for me is really all about automation. In my episode about how I manage my finances, I talked in depth about how I have set up like my bills and my savings and my spending. And so you can listen to that for, all the details about like what bank accounts do I have, et cetera. But for this conversation, what we're going to focus on is automating your finances. Because when I was really struggling with my mental health, I had already set up my finances. So everything was automated. So my rent was automated. My car note was automated. Like literally every single bill I had, my savings were automated, right? Everything was automated. So it wasn't something that I think about. I still know people who don't do that. And I find that kind of shocking. Like they'll get their paycheck and they'll just like let their rent money sit in there and then be like, oh, I got to pay my rent today. Like they're like manually paying their rent every month. And to me, that feels really like, I don't know what word I'm looking for. It just kind of feels like almost like a waste of time. And it's like, let's say you are going through a traumatic moment and you forget to pay your rent and now you're paying late fees, right? Like, I just think everything should be automated so you don't even have to think about it. So finances, it's really going to be about automation for me when we talk about routines, right? So I want you to look into auto paying your rent, auto paying your car note, and any other major bills that you might have in your life, auto paying everything. Because that way, when you are struggling with something, when that moment comes, you don't have to worry about, oh no, I gotta pay my rent. And gosh, if you're still paying your rent by check, woo, let's get you on the internet, baby. we gotta have another conversation, okay? It just really helped me when I was really struggling where it's like, I didn't even have to think about my finances. Like everything was already set up and ready to go. Moving on to mental. So similar to physical, this is really gonna depend on what your goals are, but you need to have some tools in your toolbox that are more than just scrolling on social media or completely shutting down and going catatonic when bad events happen in your life, because that's a guarantee. Hardships are a guarantee in this life. People die, people lose jobs, you know, there's all these horrible things that happen consistently. And so I want to make sure that you are set up for when those moments inevitably come, that you're like, you know what, this is a really hard moment right now, but I know how to get out of this. I know what tools I have in my toolbox. So of course, we're gonna talk about meditation. So if meditation is something that is intimidating to you or is, not maybe even something that you're not quite interested in, I would recommend, they have a lot of different types of meditations on YouTube. You can do a meditation that is more affirmations based. You can do a meditation that's more of your kind of traditional like guided meditation. Or you can even meditate with just sound, right? Like I love listening to sound baths on YouTube. So you can also meditate that way. And again, similar to physical, it's all gonna be about that buildup. So maybe you start with even a 1 minute meditation, move on to a 5 minute meditation, 10 minute meditation, and then finding yourself in a place where you are maybe hitting a 30 minute meditation. For me in my routine, it was actually the opposite. I actually started with longer meditations because I really was like trying to rewire my brain chemistry. I was like, fix me. And so I actually started with 30 minute meditations. And now that I'm in a better space mentally, I have worked down to like 10 or 5 minute meditations. Because for me, the practice is just like having this time solely to myself. And even if in that meditation, you're thinking about other things, your mind is wandering, that is okay. There is no right or wrong way to meditate, right? As long as you are putting in the effort and putting in the practice, you are eventually going to get to that place where you're kind of having those actualization moments and you really feel like you've hit that meditative state. And when you hit that meditative state, it really is such an incredible feeling. So next up is going to be affirmation. So I mentioned this a little bit with as a form of meditation, but I also like to do affirmations outside of meditation. So every morning in the mirror, I do my affirmations. I have been doing this consistently, and I am a big believer in affirmations. What you think is what becomes your reality. And if you are struggling with believing those affirmations, putting that I believe in front of that affirmation to work yourself up to believing it. And what's beautiful about affirmations is when you're reciting them, especially in the beginning, it feels kind of fake, it feels kind of phony, kind of cheesy. And then one day you say it and you're like, oh my gosh, I actually believe this thing. And that's really such a beautiful moment. And so everything's going to take consistency. And I think I'll probably just do a whole episode around how consistency is key. But consistency is really going to be the key to everything, and building on top of it to eventually get to the place that you want to be. Another great way to help your mental health is journaling. Writing it out on the page really can be such a great sense of relief. And with everything else we said in this episode, it's all about that buildup. So first of all, do you even have a journal? Do you even have a pen, right? Getting a journal, getting a pen, putting it by your bedside table so it's easily accessible. And maybe you don't need to write a novel, but you know, maybe you write a paragraph and then you're able to build up to writing pages upon pages. Journaling prompts are also really great. You can just easily Google, you know, journaling prompts for when you're going through something, when you're having mental health struggles, and that'll provide you with a jumping off point if you feel like you don't even know where to start. Another great way to help your mental is having intentional conversations with your friends about what you need. And I know that sounds so basic, but I had a conversation with a friend recently, and basically I was like, how can I show up for you when these bad things that we know inevitably are going to happen are going to happen? And I know that sounds really grim, but for us to continue to have these beautiful, dynamic, lifelong relationships, we have to have a lot of honesty with them and tell your friends what you need, tell them how they can show up for you. And also to your friends, tell them the best way that you think that you can show up for them. What are the things that you know you can provide? Are you someone who cooks? Are you someone who's just an ear, you know, someone who can be a sounding board and is a good listener, right? Because I feel like many of our friendships were formed when we were in high school or in college. And not saying that traumatic things did not happen in those periods of life, but it's definitely going to be different. Getting older is going to be different than maybe what you were experiencing when you were 15, right? And so really just having some honest conversations around, this is going on in my life, this is how you can show up for me, or vice versa. I see that you're going through this time. These are the ways that I can show up for you. And then lastly, of course, is going to be therapy. Now, I don't think I have the authority to tell you what kind of therapist you should get, what kind of therapy you should be doing, but I do think therapy can be a really great resource to help you kind of find what tools work for you, see all the kind of options that exist, and definitely can give you some more in-depth advice than what I can offer on my little podcast here. And the last thing I want to talk about before we kind of wrap up this episode is around food. So again, what are some routines that you can put in place to make sure that you have healthy food options, that you are able to feed and sustain yourself when you are going through a rough mental period? Because I don't want you to not eat, and I don't want you to just eat fast food and junk food. So are there meal plans that exist? Maybe that's something that you start looking into now, right? Start looking into what are some healthy food plan options, as well as things that fit within your budget. That way, when it's like, okay, this thing is happening, I don't know what to do, I don't have the time or the mental capacity to cook for myself and go to the grocery store. Oh, past me did research and I know that this is an option that I can take, and then just signing up for it, right? And I always love to talk about like past me and like future me, because when I like do something and I'm like, you know what, future me is gonna thank me for this, and then that future me comes and I'm like, ah, thank you, past Jess. So basically this kind of whole conversation is like, what are some things that present you can do that future you is really going to thank you for and look back and be like, oh man, thank you so much to the past version of me. And then one last thing to wrap this up before I sign off for this episode is consistency and friction. So consistency is going to be key. Consistency is the key to everything. I feel like there's a whole episode that can probably be made around consistency. I've talked about the habit tracker that I use called Tangerine. I love it so much. That little dopamine hit of continuing my streak, it really does work wonders. And so it has helped me be super consistent with my routine. Oh my gosh, and I forgot. We're gonna go through my routine as well. So let me do that before I give my final thoughts. So my routine, I'm going to my Tangerine app. I do my pranayama and asanas, which are yoga poses and breathing exercises. I write 5 gratitudes every day. I do my affirmations in the mirror 7 times. I meditate, and then I walk at least a mile every day as well. So those are my routines, and they really help me keep a structure. One big growth moment for me this year is I've been able to keep my routines while I've been on vacation. And that's been huge for me, because I was always one of those people where it's like I go on vacation and I forget who I am and what I do. So that has been a really big moment for me. But back to the point I wanted to make before I sign off. So consistency is key, but also friction. So what are ways that you can reduce friction when it comes to these routines? If it's starting an exercise routine, do you have your shoes laid out? Do you have your exercise outfit already picked out? Every night I have my outfit that I'm gonna work out in the next morning already ready to go, sitting out on the chair in my bedroom. So it's just like, I wake up, oh, I already know what I'm gonna wear. I don't even have to think about it. For my yoga routine, I keep my yoga mat always just open and ready to go in my guest bedroom. So really looking at what are the routines that you wanna start and what are the easiest ways that you're gonna be able to accomplish those things, right? Well, this was a really fun episode. I really love structure. I'm a Virgo moon. So I love structure and I love routine. And your routines are gonna save your life. Truly, your routines are gonna save your life. And yeah, that is it. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. Signing off, I'm Jessica Johnson. See you next time. In Jess We Trust.